That's what you get when you get started. Good morning, everyone. Time for AM Minnesota show. We have in studio this morning, actually, we are sitting in the Daryl Bauer Home Resource Group RE/MAX Advantage Plus studios in downtown Fairmont. I just so happen to have Daryl Bauer sitting right across from me. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Gordy. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing very, very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Gosh, it's so nice to get up and, you know, we're almost in December here, the sun's shining, and I didn't even wear a jacket in today. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah, well, they're talking, what, 50s? 50s today, 50s tomorrow. This is not normal for this time of year.
It's what they say. We're on a little bit of borrowed time right now as far as the weather goes.
So average high is 33. So the housing market, when you get weather like this, does it factor in at all? Or
yeah, I think having nice weather like this, it kind of keeps people moving forward, even in the midst of the holidays and everything. I think people still are looking for houses. It's kind of one of those really strange years again where things just haven't slowed down. There's such a demand out there right now for housing that people are still out there looking, searching just for the right thing. And we as real estate professionals are here to help them find exactly what they're looking for.
And it does seem, because we do a couple shows up in Northfield a month, and it seems like the market's very tight wherever you go in terms of inventory.
Yeah. I think, we just did, I think I was talking to you off air here a little bit about how we got together as a brokerage at RE/MAX Advantage Plus. And, one of the things that, people keep talking about is this limited inventory. And, the take that they have on it is it's not really so much an inventory problem. It's a demand problem. There's such a high demand for housing right now. The story of low inventory has kind of been the story for the last probably two, potentially the last 3 years. And so, moving forward, I don't think we're going to really have a higher inventory, but this demand is just going to keep piling on here. And especially for people that are selling their house, especially right now, if you have a house to sell and you don't need to go out and buy, this is time to cash in. Fairville market last year grew almost 23% from October of 20 to October of 21.
Is that unprecedented?
I gotta believe it's unprecedented. I've never seen any jumps like that before. Typically a healthy market, in this area, actually, in all markets, is typically going to be like 2 or 3%.
Yeah, you don't want it to jump that much, right?
Yeah, it's really unhealthy. I think it's unsustainable. There was a lot of years there where the market was dead in the water. The 07 years. Fairville fully recovered here probably about 6-7 years ago, but so there was a lot of ground to make up for. But now we're at that point where it's just, we've gone beyond making up for that market. And, we're kind of predicting things to settle out here a little bit, coming up over the next, year and a half, but,
still have record low interest rates, right?
We just did a mortgage for a client of mine last week, 2.75. It was a VA, zero down mortgage for him. Just absolutely amazing. And we're seeing that across the board, in all the different type of loan programs, whether it's conventional, again, we're seeing 3% or less regularly. You get into the USDA rural development type loans as well. They are consistently under 3%. Anybody that has a good job, gainful employment, has taken care of their credit over the years, anybody can really be a homeowner right now. They got to go out and find that house, though. So they need to team up with a realtor such as our team here at RE/MAX Advantage Plus and just get out there and dig and find the right houses. You got to have that realtor that's going to be relentless in helping you find and come up with strategies to find that house.
And if you find the house that you really want, go for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's lots of different strategies out there to to get the best deal. You know, a lot of times in a seller's market, it's really tough to get a deal. You know, so here we are sitting here, end of November, beginning of December. And, you know, this is typically the time of year where a buyer can find a deal potentially. Things are a little bit slower. You know, instead of a house selling in a week, they're taking a month, which is pretty typical for, you know, a winter market, so to speak. But you know, there's lots of different strategies out there to truly help you find the best deal.
All right. How do people get a hold of you if they're interested, Daryl?
You know, the best way to get in touch with me is either give me a call or text. I'm at 952-240-5773. You can also find lots of information about me. Just Google me. Just Google Daryl Bauer Realtor, and you'll find some really good testimonials out there. And it'll drive you to my website, which is darylbauer.com. And I'd be happy to answer any of your real estate questions, no obligation whatsoever. And the pace that you would like to go at is the pace that I would help guide you through that at. So I always tell to all of my clients that I am zero pressure. I'm here to help you find your house that you want, that you love. And when I pass you on the street, which I will pass you on the street someday. I'm a local realtor. You'll see me walking street downtown or in the grocery store. But when I pass you on the street, I want to make sure that you're a happy client. And that's really what it's all about to me, is the big smile on the face at the end of the transaction.
Well, it's the biggest purchase you make, right?
Yeah, there's not too many transactions out there that you're going to go out and spend $250,000, $300,000 on, or, you know, even $100,000, $150,000. You know, it's a very large commitment. And
what's the average house going for in Faribault right now?
You know, the average sale price in Faribault is right around that $200,000 mark right now. I would say that's the median. So, you know, there's just as many over that figure,
sure,
as there are under it. So, but there's a lot of advantages to purchase in this Faribault market right now.
I better get the markets done here, or Jerry will come in with his cane and pull me out of the chair.
Yeah, that'd be a sight to see.
So Daryl's kind of saying, I kind of hope Gary comes in with his cane and pulls Gordy out of the chair. Let's get that opening market report of service of your KDHL AgriBoosters.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Get powerful weed control in three modes of action with Liberty Link GT27 soybeans from Stein. Discover yield plus performance at steinseed.com. Soybeans are lower following the broader market, which is down in concerns over the new COVID variant. World vegetable oils are lower as well, and Australia is expected to produce a record canola crop. January beans are down 10¾ at 12.31. March is 11½ lower at 12.40¾. December soybean meals down $1 at $3.46.70. December soybean oils 211 points lower at $56.15. Corn's lower, also following the lead of the outsides while watching Argentina and Brazil. Near-term conditions look good ahead of a drier pattern in line with La Nina conditions. December's down 8¾ at 5.72¼. March corn's 9½ and now 9¼ lower at 5.73. And wheat's down, with Argentina and Australia expected to produce record wheat crops, but there are concerns about Australia's crop quality. December Chicago's down 17¼ at 7.90¼. Also seeing broader market pressure, December cotton's down 555 at 111.10, and March is 494 lower at 106.47. January rice is down 15½ at 14.14. March is 15½ lower at 14.38. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are higher, watching corn and the direct markets. December live's down 22 at 136.70. February's 30 lower at 139. January feeders are 75 higher at 166.47. March is up 97 at 167.52. And hogs are pressured by the losses in the broader market despite some positive cash and wholesale business recently. December's down 12 at 72.30. February leans $1.12 lower at 79.80. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
That's your opening market report. Daryl Bauer is here on KDHL's AM Minnesota program, realtor here in Faribault. We're talking a bit with Daryl about the current market, state of affairs in real estate. Tomorrow, we get a chance to visit with Leon and Larissa Lundstrom. They get a Christmas show, Minnesota Gospel Opry Christmas show coming up this weekend. We'll get the details about that. And certainly want to thank Nort Johnson for being nice and moving from Wednesday to Thursday so that the Lundstroms could be on tomorrow. Nort will be with us on Thursday. I think he's going to bring with him a couple of ambassadors, the Faribault ambassadors. Randy Yoder will be with us on Friday. And, of course, the first Monday in December is coming up on the 6th, and we'll have Heidi Nelson from the Paradise Center for the Arts joining us on Monday to tell us what's happening in the final month. God, it's hard to believe I'm saying that. The final month of 2021, Daryl.
You know,
where did this year go?
Yeah, 2021 was kind of a blur. It just went really fast. A lot of great things happened, I think, in 21. Out in the community, and I think just for a lot of people personally. So, it's a blur. I can't believe we are sitting here. Tomorrow's December 1st. Unreal.
I look around the community, Daryl, and I see all these apartments. And we had some council members in here a week or so ago who say we still need more apartments in Faribault because that's what people want.
Well, there's definitely a pent-up demand. You know, we talked a little earlier about the demand. It's not so much an inventory problem, but it's a high demand. And so, my personal opinion on apartments is, you build them, people will fill them. It's also my same opinion on housing, on single family housing. If we get some houses going, some new construction, we're also going to fill those too. So I think, not to be, critical of any particular government, but, I think whatever we build, people are going to move into. And, so we've got some nice quality apartments going in. And so I think, that's a wonderful thing for this community. I think,
they say the younger generation is demanding that. They don't want to home where you have to mow the yard and shovel the sidewalk and all that. They want to be able to go.
Yes. In fact, I lived a season of my life in a townhome. I was in a townhome for probably 6-7 years. It was a great experience, especially being a realtor.
Right.
I could wake up in the morning and I know that when I opened up my garage door that my driveway was shoveled and I could just get out after it for the day. And then, same thing when I get home. I know that my driveway is going to be clear. My shrubs are trimmed. My grass is clipped. Grass is green, all that good stuff. And, so it was a great experience for a while. I think, everybody probably, considers that at a certain time in their life. So I think, a lot of great qualities to living in a condo and or apartment or, townhome.
It's all in what you want in your lifestyle, right?
Yeah, and I think people go through different seasons in their lives as well, too. You come out of college, you got a lot of bills to pay, and you're working hard at your career. So I think it's a great thing. And then at a certain point, I think people develop relationships and
have families.
Yep, have families, and they want that backyard where they can play kickball and all that other good stuff, and. Then it kind of circles back around to a certain season in their life after the kids are gone. And, then people decide, are we going to stay with the house or do the townhome thing? Or, are we going to go to Arizona for the winter? Stuff like that. So seasons of life, especially, I'm starting to get through all the different seasons of my life here as well, too. And you really kind of understand where people come from after you get to certain points of your life.
So. Are you an empty nester now?
I am. Yes. Yeah. I got both kids. Well, actually, my daughter just has one semester left of college. But beyond that, yeah, we're empty nesters. So it's, we're cooking for two and
I mean, that's the goal when you have kids is eventually be an empty nester, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you do your very best to raise your family and, bring them up the way that you were brought up. I'm a very lucky person and having the family that I had growing up. I had two parents that loved our family a lot and provided a lot, you know, we just came from a very blue-collar background. I talk about, you know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a plastic spoon in my mouth when I grew up. But but I had very hardworking, loving parents that really guided us through the way and provided us with so many different things, whether it was sports or Boy Scouting. They made sure that we got our confirmation on Wednesday night and all that other good stuff.
So. And when you graduated from high school, I'm guessing you never dreamed you'd be a realtor.
You know, it's kind of strange how, you know, the path that brought me here. You know, you got big dreams and aspirations of lots of different things. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I believe that the good Lord above eventually gets us to where he wants us to be. And so I think, you know, you just kind of follow that path and you step into whatever's been provided to you along the way.
I wanted to be a brain surgeon, and you see what I'm doing.
Well, you know, I think sometimes being a radio announcer requires you to be a brain surgeon.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
It's like there's many different aspects, you know. Yeah. That
realized I didn't have the smarts to be a brain surgeon. But that's okay. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I have fun at it.
Well, that's what makes the world go round. You have to love what you do. And, you know, Gordy, has been evident over the years that you have a passion for what you do, and I think that's awesome. So.
Yeah, and you likewise. Well, I can tell.
Yeah, you have to love what you do, and when you love what you do, you know you're going to do your fellow man right, and there's nothing more satisfying knowing that you've done the right thing for people. And again, it's the.
I think I told the story last time I was on with you, Daryl. I bought my house from the owner, and it was a mistake. I mean, if I did it over again, I'd get a realtor because I had nobody in my, you know. Backyard or my front yard or whatever you want to say, nobody next to me helping me through the whole process. So I got kind of taken advantage of a little bit along the way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. And if you don't have somebody that's expressly watching out for your best interests, then that does leave the door open, I think, for people to get what they want rather than what you deserve or need.
I mean, for example, I couldn't move in. I had to live in a hotel for a couple months. And the previous owner had passed, so there's nobody living in the home. The home loan was approved and everything, and they still wouldn't let me go in the house.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure
about your situation
there, but, I mean, it's like...
But if I had you in my corner, I'm sure you would have been saying, hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways to you know, get around some of that stuff, and there's many different agreements, legal agreements that could potentially allow someone to move in. And a lot of times it's just having the wherewithal to ask, and then again, if when you got somebody that's representing you and on your side, you know, that person really has nothing to lose, and they're going to go out there and kind of duke it out on your behalf.
Now, before we hit the airwaves, you got your phone out there. You were looking at the number of properties, and did you say that of the, I can't remember the number, was it 25 properties, 19 of them are to be built?
Yeah, we actually, if you just pull up 55021 and look at all the houses that are listed, we have 45 that are currently listed. And then of the 45, we've got about a dozen of those that are under contract. So those are contingent upon inspection. And then we've got another 20 that are called to be built. So to be built means that they're going to be built. There could be a hole in the ground. It could just be a flat piece of ground there. But, you know, so you put those two numbers together, and of the 45, you've got about 35 of those that really aren't available. And then you throw into the other mix, you know, there's probably another half dozen houses or so. You know, we've got a $4 million property on the market. There's three others that are million-dollar properties. And then you got a couple more that are kind of in that 800 category. So, you know, for the average home buyer out there right now, there's really about maybe 10 houses available in 55021. So it's a tough market out there right now. It's really tough.
Doesn't that tell me it's a seller's market?
Very much so. And it's going to be this way for the foreseeable future. I think everybody out there, or most consumers out there, kind of have this feeling that there's some sort of a crash coming up, or there's some sort of a big dip happening.
And, well, you mentioned the 20% increase from a year ago, and that might lend you to think something like that, right?
Yeah. From, you know, year over year, 22% is, you know, it's unsustainable. But, you know, again, with the demand that's out there, it's not slowing down anytime soon. You know, there's a little bit of talk of maybe midsummer next year, things slowing down. But what the so-called experts are saying is, you know, we're only going to see about a 2% retraction for 22. So, you know, really what that means is, you know, instead of us selling 100 houses, let's say we sell 98 houses. So it's really insignificant. You know, there's not some big correction that's going to be happening here anytime soon. You know, as long as we keep interest rates low, we keep this gainful employment going, which again, Faribault area, Rice County, we have some of the most awesome jobs in the area. For people to
yeah,
work
over 700, so. I think is what they said a couple months back anyway.
Yeah, it's you know, in all my years being in the Faribault area, this is probably one of the most exciting times. You know, I guess you could get into a lot of different political discussions and whatnot, but really right now there's such opportunity out there, I think, for jobs and you know, careers and you know, again, Faribault area, Rice County area. It's just a great area with, you know, excellent housing, lots of just so many different opportunities. And then where we're positioned here on I-35, you travel north, you get your travel south, east, west. You know, where Faribault is just a great area to be. And then we got a big pile of lakes around here as well, too, to enjoy in the summertime.
Yeah, so. It's really a perfect location. You're less than an hour from the South Metro. You're an hour from Rochester. I mean, it's perfectly located.
Yeah, and, it, you know, that's really one of the selling points that I leverage a lot when I'm doing my listings, you know, especially when you start getting into some of these upper category houses. I've had my share of, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 houses this year. And, you know, the people that are buying these houses are those South Metro buyers. It's the Rochester buyers. You know, you take a $600,000 house in Faribault, you put it in Lakeville, and it's $1 million. So, you know, what I like to do is market to those areas directly. I've got a lot of neat tools to be able to do that via social media.
Sure.
And, you know, we pull those buyers down. And
I do a little geofencing?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Geofencing where, you know, again, I can be very specific. I can say I'm going to market to Lakeville, Burnsville, Rosemount. And
where those people, as you just noted, they look at a $400,000 house here and see how much house they can buy versus where they're at.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that $400,000 house in Faribault is going to be $750,000, $800,000 up there. Again, being in the Lakes region down here in the Faribault
area. Another benefit.
It's like, yeah, you can, you know, you can buy just a regular old house in Lakeville for $600,000-$700,000, and you come down to Faribault, take that same $600,000-$700,000,
be on a lake,
beautiful lake property, yep, or an acreage. Or
are there a lot of lake homes available right now? Probably a lot of nothing, right? I mean, not a lot of anything is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's. I would say, you know, this whole lakes area between Faribault all the way to Mankato, there's just not a lot of lake property available. You know, the ones that are available right now are the upper category, where you're looking at seven figures. There's a couple $1 million properties out there, which, again, you know, is it going to be a Faribault person or a Rice County person that picks up that house? You know, probably not. There's just not that type of employment to be able to support that larger purchase. But, you know, again, to get out there and market to the Rochester South Metro folks.
You know, my book of amazing facts. Have you heard of my book of amazing facts?
No. Tell me about that.
I have a book of amazing facts. It's on my phone. Well, I think I told you about it last time. I think you might have put it on your phone.
You have to refresh my memory on that one.
The book of amazing facts. Jerry and I talk about it most mornings. I look at a fact that's in my book. And I don't know.
Of course. Okay. I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but yeah.
Probably a month ago, this book of amazing facts said if you're looking to sell your home to paint it yellow, you'll get a higher price for it. And I promised myself I would ask you this when I saw you next after reading that, because Jerry and I both couldn't believe that. But we have never found anything that's wrong in the book of facts.
Well, you know, there are a number of different things that people do to, help their house sell. And I have sold several homes over the last 3 or 4 years with a yellow door. And people have intentionally painted that door yellow. I'm not a yellow guy whatsoever.
Man, me either.
I think it's because I grew up in the 70s and everything we had was yellow.
Or orange.
Yeah, yellow or orange or avocado green. But no, I've never been a yellow person. And but it's amazing when I show houses with yellow doors, or the other real popular color door is like a bright blue. You know,
I'll be darned.
Yep. And I don't know. I get lots of positive comments. Oh, honey, I love this door.
I replaced my blue door with a brown one. Seriously. Yeah. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, you know, if you go to sell someday, you just might have to throw some yellow paint on there.
Or the yellow. That's what the book said. The book said yellow is a big color.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that one bit. There's so many different... so many different tips and tricks out there that, I don't question a whole lot unless it gets way out there kind of on the edge, you know.
Well, I know we were talking with Jerry earlier about, you know, what should you do to get the home ready if you're looking to sell? And I know we've talked about this in the past, too. You really don't necessarily have to replace all your carpets, because whoever moves in there is going to put whatever kind of carpet they want in there anyway.
Yeah, it's, again, there's lots of... different balances that I look at, particularly when I go to list a house. And, sometimes you can have that 20, 25-year-old carpet in a house.
Make sure it's clean, right?
Yeah, just make sure it's clean and it's not stained or anything like that. I think as long as it's not matted down or beat up, I think there's a lot of merit to just getting it nice and clean. I was telling a story to you off air earlier as well, too. I sold a house years ago. It was my very first house. And, you know, we put brand new carpet throughout the whole house. And, you know, we went back about 3 weeks later to visit our former neighbors. And, lo and behold, all that brand new carpet that we put in the house was sitting at the curb. You know, it was all being thrown out. So, it helped us sell our house. Absolutely helped us sell our house, having the new carpet in there, especially compared to what was in there before. But, you know, I think there's many different cases where you can strike that balance of, you know, keeping some of the older stuff that was in there and just making sure it's cleaned up and freshened up.
And wood floors are probably more popular now anyway.
Wood floors are really popular right now. There's a lot of houses in Faribault, especially, that were built kind of back in the late 50s, early 60s, kind of through that entire area. We call it the mid-century, modern era. And, you go back into those bedrooms where there's been carpet on those bedroom floors.
Multiple kinds of different carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you pull that back and you've got these brand new two-inch oak floors, and, you know, people are exposing that again and refinishing them. And it's kind of a different era back when there was super high-quality flooring put into a lot of those houses in that era.
Well, it's always great to have Daryl Bauer from Daryl Bauer Home Resource Group, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, right here in the studios. The Daryl Bauer Studios. So thanks for coming in today, Daryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be here with you, Gordy.
Yeah, we've got about 45 seconds. You got a final thought you want to share with folks?
You know, I guess the biggest thought that I'd share with everybody here is that houses do sell all months of the year, whether it's wintertime or summertime or springtime. There's just a little bit different focus on really how we market that property, whether it comes down to pricing or condition. People are always moving to the area. People are always moving out of the area. So really the number one thing to do is get in touch with me. I'm at RE/MAX Advantage Plus right here in Faribault, 952-240-5773.
Fantastic. That concludes today's edition of AM Minnesota. Have a great
broadcasting.